a gaudily dressed Twi'lek was standing over the bodies of a Republic security detail. He reached for a communicator, but Shigar whisked it out of his grasp with a quick force pull.
"What's going on here?" Lorin asked, in crisp, commanding tones. "What have you done with the envoy?"
"I?"
The Twi'lek looked mortally affronted.
"These creatures came to harm through no action of my own. They were found this way, drugged in the cantina. The envoy is missing."
Lorin pressed the barrel of her rifle under the Twi'lek's chin.
"You're lying."
"The envoy is an honored guest, invited here solely to do business. We bear him no ill will."
"He's got a point,"
Shigar said.
"That doesn't mean I have to like it."
She reversed the rifle and clubbed the Twi'lek across the head. He dropped like a stone.
"You stay there while I double-check your story."
Shigar closed the door behind them and locked it. Lorin pulled one of the fallen bodyguards up to a couch and lightly slapped his face.
"He's got a pulse. That's a start."
Before she could do the man any serious damage, Shigar came to help, lowering the bodyguard's head onto a cushion before trying to wake him up. One hand stayed on the cushion, the other cupped the bodyguard's forehead. Concentrating, Shigar nudged the flow of the force through his body, encouraging wakefulness. The bodyguard twitched and opened his eyes in alarm. There was a tearing sound as all the spines on his scalp shot out. The cushion absorbed them all.
"I'm sorry to startle you," Shigar said in a calm voice. "You've been drugged. My name is Shigar Kanshi. This is Lorin Moxla. Grandmaster Satil Shan sent us to aid you."
That wasn't entirely true, but as an explanation, it would do. The man pushed him away and sat up. He ran his hand across his scalp and cleared his throat.
"My apologies for attacking you. I am Sergeant Potanin. Where is Envoy V.E.?"
"We don't know," said Laren. "We were hoping you could tell us."
Potanin shook his head.
"We must have been ambushed. Envoy V.E. was talking to a man who works for the Hutts. His name is Jet Nebula. And there was someone else. A Mandalorian."
"What Mandalorian?" Lorin asked, leaning close. "Do you have a name?"
"I don't remember."
He looked at Lorin and Shigar in appeal.
"We have to find the envoy."
Shigar nodded. An active Dao's driver on Hutta would be an unexpected complication, but it wasn't necessarily a disaster. The primary mission could still continue.
"All right," he said. "You and Lorin look for the envoy. If the Twi'lek is telling the truth, the Hutts will help you."
"And you?"
asked Lorin.
"I'm going to check out that vault. What you can't learn from the envoy, I'll find out there. Sergeant Potanin, will you give me directions?"
Potanin provided a comprehensive description of the route from the luxury suite to the vault via a security airlock. Shigar committed it to memory.
"Did you see what was in there?"
"There's the Cynthia's Nevercomp, and an artifact Envoy V.E. couldn't identify. Made of some weird metal."
Potanin looked apologetic.
"I'm sorry, but that's all I know."
"No matter."
Shigar wished Potanin had learned more. Ancient Sith and Jedi relics could sometimes be identified by their markings.
"I'll take a look myself and see if I can figure it out."
"Are you sure you want to do this alone?"
asked Lorin before he set out.
"I have my comlink," he said. "I'll call you if I get into trouble."
"You'd better."
She touched his arm briefly, and then pulled away.
"See you later. By the way..."